Okay, what's the story going to be about, Owen?
The people died in the Justice League.
In the one we just watched?
Mm-hmm.
Who? Oh, the man did, right? Colonel Flag?
And the other guy who was in space.
Who was in space?
The other guy who let go of that other guy who was in the spaceship.
Oh, no, he got, remember, he just dropped him in the water. That guy was okay. Green Lantern had to go, he was holding him in the bubble, and he said, I have to go, and he just kind of dropped him, but he was okay.
No, I meant the guy who was in space.
Oh, the bad guy. Mm-hmm. The guy, one who was going to blow up the ship. Yeah, that's right, that's true, he did die.
Except he thought his body's probably floating around in space somewhere.
I don't know. My think is he was in the spaceship that blew up.
Okay.
So I don't think so. I think he was just blown into dust.
Or, and there might be some blood, like, through the space.
I guess, yeah. Okay, so, what's tonight's story going to be about?
It's called The Super Hero's Dead Life.
Okay, what does that mean?
That's just the name of the story.
Okay, sounds a little scary.
Yeah, because people die.
I don't know if I like this story, then. Can you tell me who's in this story? Who's in this story today?
How many superheroes or numbers?
I think you should pick three superheroes.
I don't want three superheroes.
How many do you want?
Six.
That's a lot. Okay.
Six is a lot.
Okay. What are the six heroes? We only have like 10 minutes to tell this story, so we better.
Can you give me that superhero book so I can look at it for you? Because sometimes when people have books and you get them for Easter, sometimes it helps you. And then I always forget the names of the Human Torch could be a book.
Okay, there's one.
Captain America.
Two.
Spider-Man.
Three.
Six.
Four.
She-Hulk.
Five.
Remember that's three, six?
Yep.
Hulk.
She-Hulk and Hulk, huh? So let's go. It was She-Hulk and Hulk, Thing, Human Torch, Spider-Man, and
Captain
America, right, okay. I think I remember them all now. Alright, so.
What's Carol May doing?
Alright, how many bad guys are there going to be?
There's going to be four bad guys.
Okay.
There's going to be this big robot man.
Okay.
He's a human that in the big robot suit. And if you look closely at his head like has like wiggly arms that are glowing out of his head.
Wow.
So he looks more scary. So he looks scarier.
Mm-hmm.
And he has this voice. That because he's like a dead person who's in a robot suit.
Wow. So he's kind of like ghost in a robot?
He's kind of like a skeleton ghost inside a robot.
Ooh, wow, okay. That's pretty scary.
And he has these like googly arms coming out of him.
Googly arms coming
and
out of his head?
His voice. That while he's in the robot, there's like a speaker that he talks out.
Ah, okay, so what does he sound like when the robot's talking?
He's in a robot.
Right, but when he talks to the speaker in the robot, what does it sound like?
He sounds like this. He said he's a little different. He says, I'm a bad guy. He has that voice.
Okay.
So he, when you take him out and see, he has.
Okay, so that's one bad guy. You have to pick three more because you said there were going to be four of them. You don't need to use that book if you want to make ones up.
Why? Can I look in this book to see?
If you want. But we only have a few minutes to tell the story.
Galactus.
Okay.
He's very big, because look how big he is in this picture.
Where? That's Galactus?
Mm-hmm. Is it him?
I guess you're right. I don't remember. I don't know much about Galactus.
The Red Skull.
Okay.
I think he's called the Red Skull.
Yeah, I think you're right. He's like the bad guy that fights Captain America, I think.
What?
The Red Skull.
And there's somebody who's
alright, so we have the Robot Man, Galactus, Red Skull. You gotta pick one more bad guy.
The other one could be very scary.
Okay, who is it?
He's like called Ghost Man.
Ghost Man?
He, yeah, you, the other guy who's in the robot, he's a skeleton ghost, so you can't see his bones. And this one, he like has a wet suit, and his suit is like black. He loves the dark. Because aren't ghosts, don't ghosts like dark and skeletons?
I guess so, yeah.
He's like a ghost skeleton. You can see the bones.
Okay.
And attached to each other, he's a little bit more, he has a little bit more scary voice. He has a scary voice too, and so he has this, you
okay, well, we need to just start telling the story now.
I love his arms as a alien hand.
That's different. So he's a skeleton with an alien hand?
He loves his skeleton hand, and loves him with an alien hand.
Wow, that's different, okay.
Half of him is alien, half of him is ghost
okay,
skeleton.
Now that we've decided who's in the story, we need to tell a story. So what's going to happen? How are the good guys and the bad guys going to meet? What are they doing? What happened?
They're not gonna be in the suits, like.
Okay, they're dressed like normal people. They're not in their superhero costumes. Though the Thing can't really do that. He's always a big rock kind of guy, so he can't be dressed differently. Right?
Hulk and Thing were like. Hulk was Hulk.
Okay, so he wasn't Bruce Banner, he was Hulk.
Okay. He was talking to Thing.
Okay.
This story, Hulk is a little bit more nicer. He always fights bad guys.
Okay.
Because I like Hulk to be nicer in stories because when Hulk is mad in stories, I don't really like it. Because sometimes it makes me think of Hulk killing people.
Oh, that's not good.
So that makes me a little unhappy. So, Daddy, only the bad guys gonna die.
Okay. I like it better when the bad guys get captured, like they get taken to the police and stuff.
Some of them get taken to leave and some of them die.
Okay.
So the first thing, they were talking on the dock, they were sitting on like a ground, they weren't sitting on the dock because that was in the other story.
That was in the story yesterday, they were sitting on the dock.
And it would be kind of crazy if we had another thing like that.
Okay.
They were sitting on the ground by a nice pond.
Okay.
And they were saying, Hulk, Walt, maybe you should be Bruce Banner, then. And then he goes, I'm Bruce Banner.
He just changed back to Bruce Banner just like that?
Okay. Because Thing asked him to.
Okay.
And Bruce Banner would say, Thing was, like, bigger than he. Yeah, Bruce Banner was, like, this small, and Thing was, like here.
Yeah, Thing's very big, isn't he?
He's, like, right here.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Banner's this size and Thing is this size.
Wow, he's like twice as big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that, I just made him that way.
Okay. So what did Bruce Banner say?
He said, can you make yourself a little smaller or just normal size like your Hulk? I said, yeah, well, sure. He think it turned different sizes.
He can. I didn't know that.
In this story, he can.
Okay.
He had the new power.
All right, so he turned to be back the same size as a normal person, but he still looked like the thing, or
he,
not?
He still was big. He was still thin.
Okay.
So he was still pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if he turned different sizes, then he said, Ruth Bear, what? Maybe you should have some friends or something. And then saw a red thing glowing in the water.
A red thing's glowing in the water, and they said, what's red. That?
And then something, and then a red skull peeked up.
Yikes.
And then somebody who was a red skull, and you could see his teeth with white claws and a black suit climb out without the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ah! They're a little scared, and then they're turned to Hulk. Because
mm-hmm.
He was trying to protect himself.
Okay,
fend, so... protecting it and fending are kind of the same thing.
Yes,
cause
they are.
Because they both have... They both, you actually kind of fight tenders. You actually both kind of fight each other and protect yourself.
Okay, so Bruce Banner turned back into Hulk?
Uh-huh, and then, then Hulk was like... Then Hulk turned really mad.
Okay.
He was like this. Roar! Meanwhile, what happened to the other superheroes?
Okay, well, there were four other superheroes besides Hulk and Thing. There was also the Human Torch, Captain America, Spider-Man, and She-Hulk. So what were some of them doing?
Captain America was worried how to do karate.
Okay, he was taking a class on karate?
Because he's worried how to do new karate things and stuff.
Okay.
So he does karate classes.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, Yahoo-yah! Sometimes people end up trying to do karate, and sometimes they'll kind of make noises like this, Yahoo-yah! They'll kind of say, yah!
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes they'll say that, the music. And then Captain America was done with his class.
Okay.
So he got his normal clothes back on. Because don't inquire you get white clothes.
That's right.
So he had to get his normal clothes back on. And then when he came out, there was this... He walked to the... Captain America had a father, a villain killed his father.
Oh, really?
So okay. So he could be a superhero. And then he went to the cemetery where, he was right near the cemetery where his father was dead.
Oh, okay.
So he came to look there and these graveyards were like, bent and tilted and stuff.
Okay. Is there a picture of that in that book or something?
There's a picture of it over here.
Okay, I see, yeah.
There are all these things in here right away. Then something goes...
Wait, there's a zombie in this story?
Look.
Well, in the picture, yeah. But what about in their story?
Yes, there's a zombie.
Okay, that wasn't one of the bad guys, though.
No, it's just what his graveyard is kind of trying to scare Captain America.
Okay.
These aren't bad guys, they're just trying to scare him.
Okay, they were just people there. Trying to scare Captain America.
And they were real. And like a zombie like Roy Watcher, Captain America brain.
Alright, what did Captain America do? He was dressed in his normal clothes.
And then he said, Captain America, and then he transformed into Captain America.
Oh, okay.
He had his mighty shield in his hand, and he said, and then he knocked the zombie out.
With the shield?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then zombie was just laying in the ground flat.
Okay.
And then, like, somebody who had whipped clothes and was wearing mad cane.
Why are their clothes ripped?
Because look.
Are you looking at a picture? I think that's supposed to be another zombie.
I see a zombie.
Okay.
With, like, purple gloves on.
Yeah.
And he lifted up a grave. He lifted up he looked at his grandfather grave.
Okay.
Our zombie.
Uh-huh.
And then he threw at Captain America.
Yikes.
And so he bonked him with his shield.
Phew. Good thing he had a shield to block a flying gravestone. Okay, so Captain America is fighting zombies, and Hulk and Thing are fighting Red Skull. What about Spider-Man, She-Hulk, and Human Torch? They have to... Your other bad guys you said were going to be in the story, there was one called Ghost Man, who was a skeleton, he had an alien hand, and there was the Robot Man, who had kind of a ghost inside the robot.
He's like
I don't remember who the other one was, who the other bad guy was going to be.
Maybe we can make him new.
Okay.
Maybe we can make him...
But we need the story's getting to be very long, so we need to pick...
Red Venom.
Red Venom. Wow, okay. All right, so we have... So who's... Spider-Man, She-Hulk, Human Torch.
The zombie just put a blade to get it just sank into the ground.
He sank back into the ground.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then Captain America left the graveyard then?
No.
Okay.
He was still looking at... When the gravestone hit him, it just started to ground straight up anyway. He was looking at the gravestone.
Okay.
And then his father was dead, and then, like, a green hand came out of the ground with no body attached to it.
Yikes.
And it said... And it was like this, and it did this.
You made the peace sign? Or like a V?
I just made this, because look at the picture.
Oh, I see. You're looking at the picture there. Yep.
And Captain America said, yikes. And then Captain America went out of the glacier because he was getting too scared.
Okay.
And then what do our superheroes are doing? And then...
All right, so we have She-Hulk, Spider-Man... And the Flash. I mean, not Flash.
Human Torch,
yes.
And then... Human Torch was walking in the city. And it was very noisy. See, aren't CZZ very noisy?
Mm-hmm.
But there's usually a lot of people in the city.
Yep.
I'm not going to really make a Daredevil one of our superheroes. I'm just going to make him for, like, decoration.
Okay.
He jumped to another building in the air. Because look what it shows in the picture.
Yep, they show that, yeah. You know, can we stop looking at this book so we can finish the story? Because we got to finish it up. Hey, not for events.
So, Daredevil just jumped onto another building.
Okay, and then, so, there's three bad guys left. There's Red Venom, there's Robot Man, who kind of has a ghost inside the robot, and there's Ghost Man, who's got one skeleton arm and one alien arm.
Uh-huh.
And there's three good guys, who we haven't talked about. There's She-Hulk, Human Torch, and Spider-Man. So how are they going to meet?
Spider-Man was in his suit already.
Okay.
He was swinging on building to building.
Okay.
And he said, and I heard something go, I should kill that building.
Somebody's trying to kill the building?
And Spider-Man.
Who was it?
He was the guy who had an alien arm.
Okay.
And the skeleton arm.
Mm-hmm.
He was in there. And Spider-Man jumped in, and this guy didn't just have an alien arm. Half of him was alien.
Half his whole body was alien?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And half of him was ghost and skeleton with clothes.
Wow.
So, and his ears were different. One was alien ear. One was like a ghost skeleton ear. You could see like the bones and stuff inside your ear.
Okay.
And this guy, and then Spider-Man's like, who is that guy? He looks just familiar.
Okay, well, so how is Spider-Man going to try to stop him?
And he said, Spider-Man, I thought you heard me say I was going to shoot his building. And I said, yeah, why are you going to shoot his building? And who are you working for anyway? And who are you working for?
Spider-Man asked that, and what did the guy say?
And he said, I'm not working for anyone. And I knew who I'm really working for. Captain America's worst enemy, the Red Skull.
Oh, okay.
He was working for the Red Skull.
Okay, so he was destroying that building because the Red Skull told him to? Okay, so Spider-Man's trying to stop him. What does he do to stop him?
He shot webs at that guy, said he broke out the web.
Oh, so the shooting the webs didn't work.
Spider-Man say, uh-oh, I just had webs in front. Maybe I can use my strength. And then he tried to with alien skeleton ghost man up.
Okay.
Except he was too heavy.
Oh, no.
And then he just threw him down on the ground.
Okay.
I didn't know where he was. They were kind of making a mess.
They were messing up the place?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They were in a big city building.
Okay. Well, so they're fighting. Does anyone come to help Spider-Man?
The Human Torch does.
Okay, so the Human Torch flew in. He said, hey, Spidey, can I lend a hand?
I said, oh, alien man, try to stop me. And then I see you got somebody who's playing you, Spider-Man. I said, yeah, can you help me? He's very strong and powerful.
All right, so what did Human Torch do to...
He shot fire at him.
All right, does that stop him?
It just bonked off.
Okay, well, this story is either going to need to be continued, or we're going to need to figure out how the good guys are going to stop the bad guys pretty quickly. So what do you want to do?
I want to figure the bad guys really soon.
All right, then we have to figure out how our Spider-Man and Human Torch going to stop.
And aren't we going to do that big robot ghost man?
Well, he hasn't appeared yet, so...
What happened to She-Hulk?
Maybe she and that big robot man are going to meet.
Let's do that.
Okay, well, how about we finish up how Spider-Man and Human Torch capture
and then Human Torch, like, shot out like a fire rope.
A fire what?
Rope.
Fire rope.
All right,
okay.
And it go around him.
Oh, it wrapped all around the bad guy?
And that caught him.
Ah, okay, good. Okay, so that they captured him, and they were all done. And so She-Hulk and the robot are gonna meet.
And then something in a big sea, everybody was screaming and wanting. And She-Hulk was like, "What is happening here?" And then She-Hulk heard this big metal sounding, and it like broke and shook the ground and go. And she went down and then she see this big yellow robot who had a big round head in the city who was stomping on cars and trying to stomp on people who were in grabbing buildings and stuff.
Wow, okay, that sounds pretty, must be a pretty giant robot.
Mm-hmm. It's
okay,
like,
so what is she?
It's like this big.
Wow. So what did She-Hulk do to stop him, or try to stop him?
She tried to lift him up, the robot was too heavy.
Okay.
And then she, like, hit his foot, and the metal got dented.
Mm-hmm.
And then, hey, don't dent my metal foot. And then he lifted his foot and tried to stop She-Hulk.
And tried to stomp on her.
And then she lifted his foot, right, and he pushed up in the air, and he go. He landed on a whole bunch of cars on the ground.
And she threw him.
And the robot's was kind of broken.
Okay, the robot suit was kind of broken. He couldn't get back up?
It got back up, and Jeff was like... the robot was like... Some part, metal parts, like, flew off.
Okay, some parts broke off.
So you can see the man who was inside.
Okay.
You can see some of it right there. And the robot was still working, even if it was kind of broken.
Mm-hmm.
It was still kind of doing like this. It was hearing like this. And then he jumped out of the robot, the bad guy.
The bad guy jumped out of the robot suit.
And then he had a different voice. And then he just flew up into air, and She-Hulk, like, flew a rope around him.
Okay.
And she tied a knot, and that captured him and put him in a pleat.
Okay, good. So he's all captured. And then, meanwhile, back at the pond, the Hulk and the Thing had met the Red Skull.
Red Skull had kind of a scary voice.
Okay.
He had, like, this voice. He said, God! He had this voice.
Okay. So what did they do to stop him?
He wasn't a ghost.
He wasn't a ghost. He just had a scary voice.
He just had a scary voice.
Okay.
And the Thing and Hulk, like, ran at them at the same time, and he fell in the water.
Okay.
And then he got back up, and them had a rope, and them tied him in a knot, and they put him in a pleat.
Okay.
And then Shiryu said, for justice and good, we are the superheroes! Yay! That's the end of the story.
Okay. That's a good story.
And nobody even died in it.
Yes, that's good. I like that. Okay, so time to brush teeth.